Condi, The Condoleezza Rice Story by Antonia Felix. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Newmarket Press. Condi is read by the author, Antonia Felix.
When Condoleezza Rice was 10 years old, her parents took her on a trip to Washington, D.C. For John and Angelina Rice, whom Condoleezza has described as education evangelists, the nation's capital was the ultimate vacation destination. So much history to discover, so many museums to explore, so much to inspire a young mind. Strolling along Pennsylvania Avenue, they stopped to peer through the gate in front of the White House. Condoleezza stared quietly at the pillared facade. The trio stood in silence until the girl turned to her father and said, "Daddy, I'm barred out of there now because of the color of my skin, but one day I'll be in that house." Not only was she a precocious child, but prophetic, too. 25 years later, she was working 14-hour days as President George H.W. Bush's top advisor on the Soviet Union, helping write U.S. policy through the unification of Germany and the end of the Cold War. 11 years after her 2-year stint in that administration, she re-entered the White House as President George W. Bush's national security advisor. During George W.'s presidential campaign, Jay Nordlinger predicted in the National Review that whatever post Condoleezza Rice received in the administration, she would be rock star big, a household name. She has not yet appeared on any billboards in Times Square.